DW. It's the rainy season in the tropical port city of Buenaventura on Colombia's Pacific coast. Apart from the rainfall, the sound of a marimba, an African percussion instrument, can be heard everywhere. Over 90% of Buenaventura's population are of African descent and indigenous. There are many contradictions in Buenaventura. Although it's one of the major ports in Latin America, accounting for almost 60% of all Colombian exports and imports, it's also one of the country's poorest regions. Around two-thirds of Buenaventura's 400,000 inhabitants live below the poverty line, and 20% are unemployed. Many people fled here after they were uprooted from their homes, displaced by drug trafficking, gang violence, or clashes between guerrilla and paramilitary groups. One of them is 47-year-old Afro-Colombian social activist Maria Miela Riascos. She survived three massacres. Paramilitary groups forced her family and her whole community to leave their homes close to the river Anchicaja in 2000.
We realize that this is not a coincidence. It's a thought-out situation, a systematic violence, a structural racism. We've realized that this denial of fundamental rights, which are supposed to be rights for a dignified life that we deserve simply because we're people, because of our dignity. This denial is a way to remove the people, to deny the people, to kill the people.
Only 5 years ago, Buenaventura was Colombia's most violent city, with the highest murder rate of the country. Although the number of homicides has dropped significantly since then, the violence caused by land grabbing in rural areas continues. And attacks on social leaders and activists have increased. According to a report by INDEPAS, the Institute for Development and Peace, 620 social leaders have been killed in Colombia since the peace agreement in 2016. 1,350 more are currently facing death threats. Maria Miela Riascos survived an attempted murder after someone cut the brake lines of her car. Now she is under police escort. Riascos is one of the leaders of the movement Paro Cívico Buenaventura, or Civil Strike Buenaventura.
At the end of 2013, we decided to meet with eight organizations, and we said, we've never met. The time has come that we need each other. What are we going to do? Are we going to let ourselves be killed? Are we going to continue working each one for their side? We decided that we had to get together. We developed a work plan. We organized sit-ins, marches, thematic forums, study groups. And that triggered what today is the movement of the civil strike.
The strike movement grew. In May 2017, they organized the major protest and longest strike of Buenaventura's history. More than 150,000 people marched in the streets of the town. The civil strike and protests in Buenaventura lasted 22 days. The protesters, organized by the Paro Cívico Coalition of Civil Society Groups, had several basic demands. Access to potable water, sanitation services, dignified work, security, infrastructure, and adequate healthcare. The strike ended when an agreement was reached between the government and the protests' leaders. The Colombian government pledged to create a fund to pay for its commitments to the people of Buenaventura.
We believe that we will start to close the gap, but it's a process. There's been a long process of denial and violence. We believe that this is a transformation process. That's what we're fighting for. We're willing to share this with the country and the world because we believe that we're an inspiring process and that we can pass on what we've done. We believe that this is a big process and we're not even aware of everything we've achieved.
A major focus for the strike movement is promoting women's rights. The activists are alarmed by the rise in femicides over the past few years. Violence against women in Buenaventura is intrinsically linked to the armed conflict, and it keeps going on, despite the 2016 peace deal. It is being used as a weapon by armed groups to weaken social structures in the communities, to incite collective panic, and to establish social control. Thousands of women have become victims of domestic violence, sexual abuse, rape, forced prostitution, sexual mutilation, torture, and murder. Today, a number of women of different ages are meeting in a church in the Barrio El Firme neighborhood. They're taking part in a workshop organized by the organization Ambulua, Center of Education and Empowerment of Women. One of the participants is 18-year-old Berichelzin Riascos.
Las mujeres en Buenaventura por mucho tiempo hemos sido discriminadas.
The women in Buenaventura, we have long been discriminated against. We have been humiliated. We have been underestimated for the simple reason that we are women. They don't give us the opportunity to be leaders. It's important that all women unite and that we know where we're going, that we don't have to remain in ignorance, that we recognize that we have the opportunity to study, to move forward, not only in public positions, but also at home, in our community, and in many other places.
Adriana Gomboa is another women's activist in the civil strike movement. The group has set up centers for women that have been victims of violence, as well as healthcare centers in rural areas and centers to enhance political participation. Gomboa says that Afro-Colombian women like herself experience multiple forms of discrimination, often to a greater extent than women with indigenous and European ancestors.
The conditions of a mestiza upper middle class woman are very different from a poor black woman. The triple discrimination makes us different. For us, it's not easy to access the university. We have to fight a little more. To leave the vicious circle that society wants to impose us is hard for us because sometimes we are mothers that study, work, and do housework. Living in a territory like Buenaventura, where there are many inequalities, few opportunities, makes us have one more struggle, one more burden to be able to go ahead.
Juntas podemos, together we can do it, the women in the church chant. And it's that solidarity they draw their strength from. Many women have joined the movement, and sharing their experiences with others has helped them to lose their fear, to be aware of their rights, and defend them. Maria del Pilar Balanta Martinez works at the Universidad del Valle in Buenaventura, researching women and mental health. She also works with the organization Ambulua to monitor public policies affecting women in Buenaventura.
Buenaventura es un territorio en conflicto.
Buenaventura is a territory in conflict. We are currently experiencing internal displacements. We are living the process after the agreement with the guerrilla group, but in reality in the territories nothing has happened, less in Buenaventura. The women leaders here are threatened. It's painful because we are demanding our rights.
She says efforts to strengthen communities and empower women are slowly paying off, but that it will take time before real change takes hold.
Unfortunately, the impact of a social process cannot be seen immediately. I believe that the attacks and violence are happening because we are raising our voices and there is an impact. It's worth it.
DW.